This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 18 to 28. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 2nd, Albania, Armenia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Bougainville, Brazil, Chile, Cuba, Egypt, France, Greece, India, Indonesia, Iraq, Korea North, Liberia, Lithuania, Malaysia, Peru, Russia, Rwanda, Uganda, USA, Vatican, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Radio Tirana Albania has had some transmission problems lately for the North American service in English at 0130 UT on 9855. One evening, the transmitter kept cutting on and off, and the next evening it was not heard at all. However, a couple of days later, it had resumed. There are also problems with the modulation level. They have one old transmitter still functioning at the Shijak transmitter site. Drita Chicho, head of the monitoring center at Radio Tirana, says there are voices that Radio Tirana in AM broadcasting abroad might be closed one day pretty soon. Well, let's hope that does not happen. That would be a real shame. And the end of an era. Instead, I suggest that the Shijak transmitter needs to be repaired or replaced, or if not done that, Radio Tirana could be relayed from somewhere else, as so many other shortwave stations do. There is another shortwave site right there in Albania, occupied by China Radio International, and perhaps Radio Tirana could prevail upon them for the necessary airtime on one of those transmitters. Too late to tell you about last week, but a test transmission was scheduled for Sunday, May 29th, of Radio 700, or 700, one of the private German low-power shortwave stations. But instead of a transmitter in Germany, this test was via the 100-kilowatt outlet in Armenia, 13 to 14 UT on 17760, with the program in German, Menschen und Geschichten, or Radio People and Stories. That was a bit early anyway for us to hear it in North America. But there were a number of reports from Europe saying it was a strong signal, although the modulation wasn't too good. Anyhow, that may lead to further such relays via Armenia. For example, Alan Rowe in England reports an excellent signal from TuneIn at 1310 UT. I often try for Radio Bangladesh at 14 UT on 15505. It's their half-hour service in Urdu for the West Wing. But about all I can manage is a just barely audible carrier, sometimes too weak even to detect their missed time signal starting the broadcast. However, out on the California beach, Dan Sheedy says on May 26th he was surprised to find Bangladesh Betar doing quite well for them with news in Urdu. He tuned in at 14:08 and listened until it went off at 14:29. And found there was an English ID at 11 minutes past the hour, saying this is the external service of Bangladesh Betar, in English, Nepali, Hindi, Arabic, Urdu, and Bangla, and there were brief music clips from each of the services. They mentioned FM 90 megahertz and programs for children and drama, and then went back to Urdu chat, but there were some English phrases included, so if you can hear it well, there's a bit of English mixed in with the Urdu. Alan Rowe also reports that Bhutan Broadcasting Service was on the air early on 6035, May 27th, thanks to a tip from Charlie Wardale on Facebook, heard at 2120 UT. That's the middle of the night in Bhutan, so we're not sure if this is a new all-night schedule or a special event. But anyhow, he was hearing it in England, still at 2220 with a very weak signal, just above the noise, but parallelable to the web stream at bbs.bt, and still heard with a good signal at 2305. As I recall, the normal sign on time was between midnight or closer to 0100 UT. Dan Robinson, near D.C., responded to the same tip and says it was strong enough, seemingly the only station on 6035, when he tuned in and did hear a carrier above the local noise level, holding up past 2230 with local music. He says a fantastic DX event in these days of waning shortwave. Before he heard it on his own receiver, he tuned in the Twente receiver in Holland and said it was crashing in very strong there. Philip Hiscock in Newfoundland says he was barely hearing it at 2315 direct. Alan Rowe in England says it's the first time in over 40 years of DXing that I've logged Bhutan. I'm very happy about it. In North America, at least toward the western side, the better time to hear it is around 1200 UT, as often reported by Ron Howard on the California coast. The competition then is PBS Yunnan China, the voice of Shangri-La, on the same frequency. On May 23rd, it went off at 1200, leaving Bhutan in the clear, and still on the air at 1307. But on May 28th, it was nothing but Yunnan, until it went off at 1200. Nothing from Bhutan heard after that, so it varies from day to day. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says the transmitter may have been repaired again by an engineer from India. Since it's almost on frequency now, it had been considerably off. He measured it only 1 hertz above 6035, May 27th at 23 UT. Another station with an extended schedule for some reason is NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea on 3325. Ron Howard reports on Sunday, May 29th, they were again playing the Island Praise program of Caribbean gospel music, which originates in Florida. But it was still on the air at 1305 UT after his local sunrise. And apparently they stayed on the air much later, at least on May 27th, when Edward Korsakoff in Moscow reports hearing it at 17 UT. At least it was audible apparently after Indonesia, R.I. Palangkaraya, had signed off. Ron Howard replies, yes, it does seem that NBC Bougainville has a new schedule on May 30th, 3325, tuned in at 1130 and tuned out, still going at 1315, with much better reception than the day before. And Mauno Ritola in Finland of WRTH says it was still being heard there at 1840, apparently a new overnight schedule. Daniel Williams in Brazil has been hearing Radio Brasil Central on 2470 kilohertz just about every day in his mornings. At first he thought it was somehow a harmonic of their medium wave 1270, but that would have to be on 2540. So possibly there's a new fundamental intentional transmission of that station on 2470. Would others please try to hear it? Their other shortwave frequencies, which are more or less inactive, 4985 and 11815. No regular shortwave broadcast from Chile for many years, but here's another chance to hear that country, thanks to a silly bowl game. In fact, the Copa America is expected to be relayed on shortwave, as it has been in previous years, probably by a naval station on 12365 USB. News of this came from Patrick Robich in Austria on the ADX list in German, to which Rudolfi Grimm in São Paulo subscribes and forwards to the Radio Scooters list. Here are the times when the Chilean team is expected to be playing. On June 7th, starting at 0200 UT. On June 10th at 2300, and June 15th at midnight UT. Via Michael Betke, via Wolfgang Büschel, WWDXC, Dave Grubbs, N4EF in Central Florida, says for the first time, Radio Marti was heard unjammed during a baseball game, May 30th at 0225, in the clear on 6030. He points out he's between Radio Marti transmitters and Cuba, where I guess the jamming is usually severe. However, I've checked a number of marquee broadcasts since then, and they're jammed as usual. Possibly they relented, or it was an accident because of the popularity of baseball. Most Radio Cairo shortwave frequencies are unusable because of severe modulation problems. It's been this way for years and years, including 9315, the one aimed at North America, including English at 0200 to 0330. I was amused by this comment from Rob Wagner in Australia, in Australian DX News, about his log of that frequency, May 27th, during the scheduled English program at 0303. He says, if you're familiar with the sound of an overworked cement mixer grinding away, then you have the joyful sounds and dulcet tones of Cairo's magnificent transmissions to the world. Egypt's own unique carrier was at fair strength, but otherwise, content was impossible to copy. José Miguel Romero in Spain reports, as of May 27th, the Spanish broadcast from Radio France International was missing, no doubt because of the general strike in France affecting that and other RFI broadcasts, and possibly even relays via the Issoudun site of other stations. It appears that the Voice of Greece has resumed broadcasting Sunday morning Greek Orthodox services. May 29th at 0548 on 9935, I was hearing Greek Orthodox chanting. This violates separation of church and state, but it is some really nice music. It was parallel to 9420. On some occasions, 9935 is switched to 11645 after 0500, but not this time. One more station to add to last week's list of all India Radio shortwave outlets which have been turned off. It's 4880. Ron Howard and Joe's Jacob said they'd not been hearing it for several weeks, and Joe's Jacob tells us why. Transmissions from AIR Lucknow were discontinued on April 1st due to non-availability of valves for replacement. The 50 kilowatt transmitter, which used 4880 morning and night and 7440 in daytime, stopped on the evening of 31 March. So far, 11 stations of All India Radio have discontinued shortwave in recent times. I do a band scan just about every morning when I wake up around 1200 UT, and for the first time May 29th and again on June 1st, I was hearing a CW marker on 9945, 10 kilohertz below WRMI. It sends VVV nine times and then gives a strange call sign, P50. That's Papa 5 Oscar. I first thought it might be North Korea with such a call sign, but researched it at the UDXF Yahoo group and found that it's been logged for the past 10 years. It is in fact a tactical call instead of 7 Charlie Bravo from the Indonesian Navy in Belawan. However, this frequency is a new one, apparently. No one had reported it before. The other frequencies were 18980, 12235 or 6, and 6365. Fortunately, not a single broadcaster is listed as using 9945, so everything works out. Ramadan is precessing earlier and earlier by the Western calendar. In fact, it's almost upon us. In DSW CIDX window, Acker Peterson says, in 2016, it runs from June 6th till July 5th. Many Muslim stations broadcast all night, especially on medium wave. And some shortwave stations add special broadcasts, notably the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in certain languages of the region. This is for people who somehow can't sleep all night because of Ramadan, so they may listen to VIRI. Here are the additional broadcasts, according to Ivo Ivanov, all via the Sirjan site with 500 kilowatts. 1953 to 2250 on 7375 in Azeri, 22 to 2330 on 5930 in Arabic, and also on 7250. 2253 to midnight 50, 7420 in Azeri. 2323 to midnight 20 on 7410 in Kurdish, followed on the same frequency by Turkish at midnight 23 until 0120. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1828. Consult our website, worldofradio.com, for access to DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Sheedy in Encinitas, California, who says he's renewing for another year of the most interesting, accurate pile of DX info that's available online. Thanks for all your efforts. It'd be a pretty bleak hobby without you and DX Listening Digest to liven things up a bit. Thank you, Dan. Ron Howard reports that May 31st was the first day for a new frequency, or rather a revived alternate frequency of Seabreeze from JSR Yamata, Japan, also known as Shokaze, about abductions by North Korea. They had been on 5965 for the 13 to 14 UT broadcast, but they switched to 5935, despite the fact that Tibet stays on that frequency. The North Korean jammers had not yet caught up with it. Ivo Ivanov also notes this change and says the special broadcast they added daily in Japanese at 1405 to 1435, which had been on 7325, blocking any chance of hearing One Talk Radio Lite Papua New Guinea, should it be active, that one has also moved to 5935. While the repeat broadcast at 16 to 17 UT has moved from 6090 to 6165. Both of those are in English normally only on Thursdays. The best time for us in North America to hear ELWA in Liberia on 6050 should be at sign-on around 0530, the same frequency abandoned less than half an hour earlier by HCJB. However, I've had very little luck hearing it. In fact, 0525 was the sign-on time on May 29th, says Manuel Mendez in Spain, but it was very weak for him. Only 14321 SINPO, it was in English. Nevertheless, way off in Queensland, John Adams reports to Australian DX News, a tentative logging of this, 6050 ELWA, fading in at 0639 in English with an American preacher, back to the Bible program apparently. No ID heard, however, African music at 0700, a fair signal on May 5th, heard again on May 7th at 0733 with mentions of Liberia, very good until fading out at 0751. That seems quite late, but remember Liberia is on the very western coast of Africa, and in tropical Queensland, he's surely getting it by very long path. And if he can hear it as late as 0751, we should be able to as well. Via Rusty X, Sergei Sosedkin in the USA has a report about Lithuania taken from currenttime.tv. Lithuania is ready to develop its own broadcasting in Russian for Russian-speaking inhabitants of the Baltic states, as opposed to translations from the Russian Federation. It could be based on Voice of America, Radio Liberty, or other pro-Western media. The Lithuanian ambassador to the U.S. said, "We have to build on what we have and develop broadcasting in Russian in order to reach the widest possible Russian-speaking audience. We have a VOA, Radio Liberty, Free Europe, and we need to work hard to make these channels as loud as possible," he insists. According to the ambassador, Lithuania has transmitters that can be upgraded and other equipment to start and develop broadcasting in Russian. Ron Howard reminds us that the 11665 transmitter of Malaysia, normally carrying YFM from Sarawak, carries a different domestic service for half a sesquihour twice a week, Limbang FM, as heard Monday, May 23rd. It's between 1315 and 1400. They have a singing jingle and a DJ in vernacular playing pop songs. The other day this occurs is on Thursdays. Here's a Papua New Guinea station, which I think hasn't been reported for a while in North America, but in Australian DX News, Rob Wagner says, Radio Milne Bay, Alotau, heard on 3365. May 24th at 10:17 with talks in Pidgin. Local PNG Pops at 10:21. Canned announcements in both English and Talk Pidgin at 11:16. A fairly good signal. Transmissions can be rather irregular from this one. Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso reports to Hardcore DX, hearing Peru's Radio La Voz de la Selva, 4825, May 25th at 23:26, including pop music. This may have been inactive for a while. The domestic broadcasting survey said it was last heard in February of this year, giving the frequency as 4824.4. George Thurman in Houston notified us that Radio Liberty will stop broadcasting in Russian on shortwave from June 26th, and soon came more info about it via Stephen Cooper from the website in Russian. It says their broadcasts will still be stored on their website, and you can listen on medium wave 1386 or Hotbird and AsiaSat satellites. Details on the website. The Russian service of Radio Liberty began shortwave on March 1, 1953, under the name Radio Liberation. There is no explanation or justification for stopping shortwave at this time. This had been a rather extensive service, generally three shortwave frequencies at a time, mostly from Lampertheim or Biblis, Germany, but some also from Thailand, Kuwait, Sri Lanka, or the Philippines. Ivo Ivanov soon came up with the complete schedule, which will be in the new DX Listening Digest, number 16-22, when published via worldofradio.com. If you'd like to hear it before it goes away June 26th, the hours on the air I'll just mention are most of the day and evening, from 04 to 08, from 09 to 11, 13 until 22 UT. Deutsche Welle turned off their shortwave relay station in Rwanda a couple of years ago, but Rich Cuff found an item in the current issue of Kigali Today, headlined, Germans Close Business in Rwanda After Half-Century Lease Expires. So it seems they could have kept it going for a couple of more years on the original lease. With no help from WWRB, I've finally identified the Ugandan clandestine they've been broadcasting on the new frequency, 15240, Saturdays and Sundays between 17 and 19 UT. It is Radio Munansi, M-U-N-A-N-S-I, which happens to be one of the programs previously carried by Radio Lead Africa, another Ugandan clandestine, which was transmitted much more effectively from South Africa. So far, nothing heard in English, presumably in Luganda or other native languages, and reception varies considerably. We're a bit too close for reliable. Skip from Tennessee. But is it getting into Uganda? I asked South African monitor, who's the closest we can come, Bill Bingham, and he says he was not hearing even a carrier after 18 UT on 15240. Anyhow, I found their website where you can read more about it, even in English. It's radio, MUNANSI.com, and their contact address is on Laurel Canyon Boulevard in North Hollywood, California, which turns out to be a mail drop. According to Greg Hardison, WMLK in Pennsylvania has not been heard lately on 9275. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, the last posting on their Facebook page, dated 3 May, says during the high-stress testing, some of the components failed. This type of testing will determine the strength, the veracity of all components being tested. So we guess they are waiting for parts. It had been on the air sporadically, never on the Sabbath, in the afternoons. I have received some news direct from the Bengali service of the Voice of America, from Anish Lalit, informing me that they are going on shortwave. So far, the Bengali hour from VOA has been on medium wave 1575 only via Thailand, although it is superpower at 16 to 17 UT. But starting Sunday, June 5th, the two shortwave broadcasts of VOA Bengali, also via Thailand, in this case the Udon Thani relay, will be midnight to 01 UT on 6040 and 03 to 04 on 7305. I'm glad to note that although it was missing the week before, one of our scheduled World of Radio broadcasts on WRMI resumed on May 30th, that is UT Monday at midnight 30, on 7730. James Branham in Oklahoma explains his June schedule for broad spectrum radio. Thursdays at 23 to 24 UT on WBCQ 7490. During the first week of the month, June 5th to 11th, it's Mennonite radio in the first half hour and Nappy Roots radio in the second. Second week, June 12th to 18th, exploring Aspergia for 30 minutes and something else in the second half. The third week, June 19th to 25th, Nappy Roots radio in the first half and something else in the second. And the fourth week, June 26th to July 2nd, the entire hour is to be Peace Buzz. The programming is also carried on Unique Radio Australia, Sundays at 09 UT and Channel 292 Germany 6070, Mondays at 14 UT. Getting back to WWRB on 15240, Saturdays and Sundays only, they've been signing on around 16 UT with African music or other programming before the 2 hours of Radio Manansi starting at 17. Wolfgang Büschel notes that the Vatican radio transmitter on 11625 puts out two spurs at the same distance each side of that frequency during the 06 to 07 UT hour in French and English to Africa. They are 54 kilohertz above and below, which means 11571 and 11679 exactly, as heard at 0622 UT on May 28th. While the fundamental was 30 over 9, the two spurs were S5 to S6. Bill Bingham, Ron Howard, Richard Langley, and I have been trying to hear Voice of Hope Africa from Zambia on 9680. Sometimes we detect it, sometimes not. It appears to be somewhat irregular, but the schedule remains weekdays from 05 to 08 UT and weekends from 12 until 17. In North America and in Asia, it's blocked until 14 by Chaicom jamming. But Bill Bingham in South Africa says that is not a problem in the target area. In fact, he could barely hear China on the occasions when Zambia was missing. Bill and Ron have also been monitoring the other Zambian shortwave station, ZNBC Radio 1, on 5915, and it too has been irregular. On May 27th, Ron Howard reports an open carrier, believed to be that at 02:55. Finally, some African music at 03:35. He was checking to see if he could detect anything from Radio Lead Africa, the Ugandan clandestine, which supposedly is signing on at 0300 via South Africa, but not a trace of them on that same frequency. The propagation outlook from Boulder. G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels expected June 5th with ANK indices of 20 and 5. Also active on June 11th to 13th and 17th. Solar flux rising from only 75 June 7th to a peak of only 85 by June 19th. That's World of Radio 1828. I'm Glenn Hauser.